Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm going to punch you in your effing face. Not you guys, but that is what the United States Treasury Secretary, appointed by Donald Trump, said at a private meeting just last week. I also want to point out the same man, Scott Bessent, is the person who Elon Musk got into a shouting match with and apparently shoulder checked in the hallway a few months back when Elon Musk was high off of his ketamine-fueled Doge rampage. And I guess Scott Bessent is just being Scott Bessent. And I find it surprising because if you listen to interviews with Bessent, he's oftentimes pretty reserved or shy or doesn't really like speak in a projected tone, but he's always getting in fights with people across Washington in the White House. This one that I'm about to talk about happened at the executive branch. And I'm not talking about the executive branch of the government, like the president's branch. I'm talking about a new private club founded by Donald Trump to rake in money off of people who want to feel executive. Before I dig into this story, Donald Trump was just speaking moments ago at the White House Religious Liberty Commission. During this, he praised the January 6thers. He said he saved Los Angeles, but there's a key moment where he begins to talk about crime in D.C. dropping. Now, he's straight up just lying. He claims that crime is non-existent. He even tells a story about a friend who hasn't been able to go to get dinner in 5 years, but now he's getting dinner every night in D.C. Clearly a lie. Crime has been dropping, and any crime that does exist can be taken care of with local coordination, with law enforcement. Mobilizing the military, a military occupation that drops restaurant visits 40% if you look at the actual stats, because no one wants to go outside, that is not a long-term fix to crime. And you know what's funny? When Trump brags about assaults going down, it feels like the main assaults that are happening are in the White House. Your own Treasury Secretary, our Treasury Secretary, unfortunately, because he represents the United States at this point, he keeps shoulder-checking and threatening to punch people. Listen to this clip of Trump.
No, it's more than 87%, virtually nothing, and much lesser things that take place in the home they call crime. You know, they'll do anything they can to find something. If a man has a little fight with the wife, they say, this was a crime, see? So now I can't claim 100%. But we are a safe city. You can walk to a restaurant. You can walk to the White House if you work there. You can walk to the Capitol. And even the Democrats say, I can't believe it, but they don't want to admit it, but I can't believe it. We could do the same thing in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. We did it. We saved Los Angeles.
Wow, there's nothing like the Religious Liberty Commission clapping at the idea of Donald Trump mobilizing the military into my city of Chicago, or Illinois in general, or in other states, against the explicit will of the governor, the officials, and the people living in that state. Very Christian of you all. In this next clip, Donald Trump begins to blame Joe Biden and, you know, talks about how great January 6thers are.
In the Oval Office, they were stone cold, mean. But Joe Biden and the Biden, they were mean people. What they did to people, what they did to J6, what they did to so many people, they were mean people. These were really radical, horrible people. And he was in the Oval Office.
Yeah, so crime is dropping in D.C. apparently, except all of the January 6ers that beat up cops and broke windows and actually killed people in D.C. while trying to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power, they should all be pardoned because they are great people. But apparently Joe Biden was a criminal. Like, it's all so backwards. And can I just remind you guys that only a few months ago, Elon Musk was running around the White House on ketamine. If you want to talk about crimes, how many times do you think Elon Musk smuggled drugs into D.C.? If he was flying around to other countries with this, you know, bin of drugs, as reported, or it wasn't a bin, it was a tray, right? A tray of drugs. Then how many times did he bring this into Washington? Can we arrest the drug-smuggling immigrant Elon Musk? Sorry, that's obviously inflammatory, but like, dude, Elon Musk commits so many crimes, but because he's the richest man in the world, he can get away with it. Elon Musk and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent got into a heated shouting match in earshot of President Trump and other officials. This happened a few months ago, and I just wanted to use that as sort of a pretext to show you all that Scott Bessent is repeatedly getting in fights. This is not the first time or only time this has happened thus far. The Treasury Secretary's quiet tensions with Housing Finance Chief Bill Pult exploded at a private dinner. A private dinner attended by dozens of administration officials and close advisors to President Trump was temporarily marred by a dramatic clash between two of Trump's top economic officials, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent at one point threatening to punch top housing finance official Bill Pult, quote, in the effing face. I'm sorry, can we go back to the woke administration, according to MAGA? Can we go back to the administration full of people who weren't always fighting and who are actually pushing towards normal solutions in Ukraine, better solutions in Gaza? Not perfect. I would never claim perfect, but this administration is so childish that we have one person, Steve Witkoff, who is an infant on his own, trying to negotiate deals with multiple countries that are falling through. Terrible frameworks for Gaza and terrible frameworks for Ukraine that disproportionately benefit the invader, right? Now, while that's happening, Elon Musk is running around getting into fights, taking ketamine, and our Treasury Secretary, a position that is supposed to be respected, is getting in fights at a dinner. But just listen to this next paragraph. The Wednesday evening was supposed to be one of celebration. It was the much-anticipated inaugural dinner at Executive Branch, the ultra-exclusive Georgetown Club created by and for Trump World's uber-rich, and a birthday party for MAGA-friendly podcaster Shamath, who hosts the All In podcast, which I kind of like. I wouldn't say I hate listen to it, but there's a lot of podcasts I listen to from like right-wing sort of Trump-aligned people, and I just like to sit there, get enraged at what they say, and then break down their arguments and bring it to you guys. That's part of the way I stay informed on what's going on, is I just listen to what these people are saying. And the point that I'm making is they're all saying how Trump is creating this exclusive branch. It's like he's creating a deep state of his own. He claimed that he was going to drain the swamp, but all he did was give the swamp a new name, and it's called the Executive Branch. It's ultra exclusive. You have to be incredibly rich. And just listen to this. A long table for 30-some guests was set with top-of-the-line crystal and china. You see Sean Duffy, our transportation secretary. Please just bring back Pete Buttigieg. Bring back the old administration. Bring back this sleepy-headed, steady-handed Joe Biden that actually had solutions, wasn't getting in fights. We had Doug Burgum was there. Howard Nutlick was there. Kelly Loeffler, Tulsi Gabbard, Dr. Oz, David Sachs, and Shamath. Amid the cocktail hour din, Bessent lashed out at Pult in an expletive-laden diatribe. The Treasury Secretary had heard from several people that the Federal Housing Finance Agency director had been bad-mouthing him to Trump, a person close to him said. He wasn't about to engage in chit-chat as if nothing was amiss. Quote, why the F are you talking to the president about me? F you, Bessent told Pult. I'm going to punch you in your effing face. The scene was described to me by one eyewitness and four other people familiar with what happened. The only fact they disagreed on was whether it was Bessent or Pult who initiated the conversation. So nobody knew who actually initiated. They and others who described the conflict were granted anonymity due to the sensitivity of the situation. Pult appeared stunned, and the tense encounter prompted club co-owner and financier Omid Malik to intervene, according to three people. Yeah, so the adult in the room, if you even want to say that, had to step in and take care of the children. The children are just Trump admin officials who are dealing with the, you know, the Treasury of the United States. Quote, it's either me or him, Bessent said to Malik. You tell me who's getting the F out of here. Or, he added, we could go outside. To do what? Asked Pult. To talk? No, Bessent replied. I'm going to beat your effing ass. A lot of this makes sense when you look up Bessent's history. A brief summary of Bessent shows that before this, he was a hedge fund manager. A hedge fund manager who served at Soros Fund Management and founded Key Square Group. Beyond the Soros of it all, I don't really care about that, but he was probably used to a high-intensity trading hedge fund-type environment or investing environment, and that's a little bit different than working in the government. I mean, this a lot of these environments can be toxically masculine, and in these trading environments, people can get riled up. I feel like he's trying to translate that into the government. Seeking to de-escalate the situation, Malik separated the men, walking Besant to another part of the club to calm down. During the seated dinner, Besant and Pult were placed on opposite ends of the table, and the party went off without further episode. So, yeah, separate the children. Separate the children. You know, while covering this, I think it would be irresponsible for me not to end off by talking about the actual issues that these people are currently ignoring. I mean, this article popped up in my feed recently. Americans faced biggest increase in health insurance costs in 15 years. So while Donald Trump has his exclusive executive club called the executive club, the executive branch, whatever the hell it's called, healthcare costs are increasing, inflation is rising, tariffs are hurting small businesses, middle-sized businesses, and large corporations alike. The large corporations are able to pass the cost down to consumer, but small businesses can't do that forever, and consumers will continue to suffer as Liberation Day tariffs smack the supply chains. Keep in mind, Liberation Day tariffs only took effect on August 7th, which was almost exactly a month ago. A lot of people think they took effect back in April when they were announced, but no, Trump kept delaying, and now they have taken effect. The entire point is wars are raging, prices are going up, and we have fights going on in the White House. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you all. Subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. Let me know how you're doing today and where you're watching from in the comment section if you made it this far, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.